The president's initiative includes $9 billion for challenge grants and improving retention. Morna Foy, executive assistant for the Wisconsin Technical Colleges Association, calls the prospects absolutely awesome, but adds the Obama administration will insist on accountability for schools that get funding.
Colleges will have to track and report on student outcomes, graduation rates, employment-related outcomes. They might have to serve high-need population areas.
President Obama also wants 11 million people enrolled in community colleges by 2020, an increase of 5 million. But Foy says enrollment in the association's 16 colleges has already gone up 25% in the last decade, and many campuses are at capacity given recent waves of layoffs in the state. John Clark, president of Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids, agrees. He says the president's plan to provide $500 million to expand online learning will ease the pressure a bit, and there's $2.5 billion intended to help some schools add on to their buildings. But Clark says he's concerned about another aspect of Mr. Obama's community college initiative.
It needs to be done in tandem in relationship to jobs that are available in business and industry. We need to work closely with business leaders to make sure that there is a job at the end of the experience.
President Obama says jobs requiring an associate degree are expected to grow twice as fast as those requiring no college courses. Mr. Obama has described community colleges as key to helping out the economy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.